We're gonna do a Chanukah. A little bit. Now, a lot of what we talked about a little bit was discussed last year. So, if anyone's makpid, I'm gonna try to not repeat myself too much from last year. Try to cover a couple different halachas, and also this Thursday I'm giving a shiur here. So Thursday night I'm going to give a mishmar. So I'm going to talk about some of these things. So I'm going to try to stay away from what I'm going to talk about is the makom hadlaka. You know, where, why don't we light outside? So I'm going to try to not discuss that as much tonight. By the way, Wednesday night is the Chanukah Masiba, the Pearl's Chanukah Masiba. Hanachtel is coming, it should be very good. So everyone is invited.
Oh, I have a question about the Masiba. Is the Masiba going to be like a regular Masiba or is it like a
Masiba? We'll talk about it after. Okay.
It's going to be worth coming, right?
It's going to be worth, yeah, no, it's like a full Suda. Catered by all the kol wives.
Wow. Really?
Huh?
Really?
Yeah, meatball. Yeah,
a
lot of good stuff there.
Oh wow, it's really special.
Yeah. If you prefer dafka what your daughter made, you can find out exactly what was her. okay. So let's talk a little bit about just the basics of the makom hadlaka. We said a chiddush last year that I saw you took on, and I have a screen door this year. So, but basically, what we said last year was as a pshara, just as a summary, and as a summary of, again, I'm going to be marachon more about this Thursday night. But in Eretz Yisrael, people light outside. That's the ikkar din of the Gemara. Nowadays, in chutzlarts, we don't light outside, we light inside the house. But even though we light inside the house, there's still an inyan for people outside the street to see it, so you should light by a window or something like that. But even when you're lighting by a window, the ikkar pesumenis is for people indoors. It's for people inside the house, not for people outside. So therefore, for example, let's say you're lighting out a window, but you have one of those old-fashioned, old-style menorahs that they used to make in Europe a lot with the backs. You know, that they have the back piece, it should be facing inside. The candles should be facing inside and not outside, because the ikkar pesumenis is for inside the house. The fact that you do by window is an extra mila. It's not, you know, the ikkar. It's not the ikkar pesumenis. The ikkar pesumenis is for people inside in the house, not for the outside.
So you light it by window at all.
So you light it by the window. It's an extra mila to also get the people outside, but that's not the ikkar. So if you don't have a choice, you should do it inside the house.
So what about people who light outside the house in Israel?
Because in Eretz Yisrael, that's still the minhag. In Eretz Yisrael, that remains.
You have something going. It's like,
if
it's for inside the house, that minhag doesn't even address that.
Right. Because in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to discuss exactly the mechanics of it on Thursday night. When did that minhag change? Exactly. But the minhag of the Gemara is to light outside and make the pesuminisa for the people outside. The minhag in Chutzlarts is to make the pesuminisa for the people inside. Now, if you could do both, then matoy b'manoim, so you light by a window. And there's another mila in mezuzah, is that you should do it in a doorway across from the mezuzah, so that you have the menorah and the mezuzah side by side. So the best, right. So if what you could do is, you could light in the doorway. I don't mean outside. I mean in the door frame itself. So that way, you're actually, you know, you have all the milas. You're in the doorway, so the people inside the house could see it. You're in the doorway, so the people outside this, but with the door open, so the people outside the house could see it. And you're across from the mezuzah, you have all the milas. And lechara, the only way to do that is if you have a screen door. If you have like a storm door, you can leave the storm door closed, leave the door to the house open, and you could light by the storm door in the doorway, so that you're across from the mezuzah. You're still outside. The people outside could see it, but people inside could see it. And you could put it also between 3 and 10 tefachim, which is the ikkar place for it. By the way, the 3 and 10 tefachim goes on the flame, not on the menorah. So if you have a tall menorah, you could probably have to put the menorah on the floor almost.
Wait, you want 3 tefachim?
The ideal place for the menorah is that the flame should be between 3 and 10 tefachim off the floor.
That's high.
Okay, so it means
that the flame should be about here. So if your menorah is this tall, you know, people have like, big, nice balbatish menorahs.
So you know.
I'm made out of wood.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, what's the proper? That's just the basics. Again, we're going to cover it more Thursday night. What's the basics of the zman of the hadlaka? So the basics of the zman of the hadlaka in the Gemara, it says you light at shkia from sundown. Some people say it means sunset. Some people say it means tzeitzah kochav. Okay, and you light it for a half hour. Okay, so that means that if you want to fulfill all the so according to all their opinions, it should be lit until Tzeisach Kochavim, until a half hour after Tzeisach Kochavim. Okay, now when should you light it? So again, we're saying it's machlokas. The Vilna Gaon holds you should light it within a half hour of the Shkia, of sundown. So you should light it mamash right away at sundown. But the problem with that is then you're not fulfilling the opinion that says you're supposed to light it at Tzeisach Kochavim, which is when the stars come out. And if you wait to Tzeisach Kochavim, then you're not going to fulfill like the other opinion. So Byron Cutler came up with a new way to do it, and fulfill all the opinions, that you do it 20 minutes after sundown. So you're still within a half hour of the Shkia, but you're within a half hour of the Tzeis. So that 10 minutes, between 20 and 30 minutes after Shkia, is in a time that you can fulfill according to all the opinions. We discussed this last year briefly also, same as now, and obviously you're not going to be able to do that if you're davening Maariv first, necessarily, but that's okay, because then you could fulfill it, but worst comes to worst, you fill it, you do it right after Maariv, and then you're bound to fulfill at least one shita that way. Okay? Now, L'chatchila, how long do the candles have to go for? Is there any Indian in getting these like buckets, you know, for your cups and basically pouring in the oil so that it keeps them going for a very long time, or you have a half hour and that's it?
These go for 3 hours.
These go for 3 hours. So 3 hours is definitely good. But do you have to do 3 hours, or is it like 1 hour enough? A half hour enough? What?
Is it
mahudah to do more?
I think not, because isn't the whole Indian that people are walking back at night and they're able to see it?
Yeah.
So if people aren't outside anymore,
so,
then what's
the matter? So l'chaira, that means that you should do it until the last time that people are walking in the street. So it depends where you are then. So Shlomo Zalman felt that in Yerushalayim, it's a busy city, so in Yerushalayim, he had his menorah go until 11 o'clock at night. From Shlomo Zalman. I saw in Lakewood. Now, there's another thing also, is that there's a big machlokes in the poskim when we talk about Pirsumei Nisa. Who's the Pirsumei Nisa for? Is the Pirsumei Nisa for Goyim or for Yidden? Who are you trying to be Mefarsim the Nes to?
Yidden.
So the Chayim Mefarsim the Nes to Yidden.
Bnei Abayis.
What?
Bnei Abayis.
To the Bnei Abayis, and even if it's out in the street, but it's to the Yidden, right? So no political comments, but lighting a big menorah on the White House grass and all this type of stuff has nothing to do with Pirsumei Nisa. Besides that, you're not doing the mitzvah. Besides that, you're not doing the mitzvah anyway. You're just lighting a thing in the middle of the day. I mean, which
so what are they thinking?
What?
I think that the whole idea is to advertise the miracle, right?
Yeah, but you have to advertise the miracle the way Chazal advertised it. So they told you, light it in your house, light the menorah in your house, and if you do it in your house, that's how you advertise the miracle.
Have a menorah in your car, you
think? So right. So public. If you're doing the mitzvah, then you're doing the mitzvah. If you're just publicizing the miracle, so you may be a good PR guy, but it's nothing to do with the mitzvah. So.
Does one lead to the
besides that, what I'm saying is that
does
more
that
than
lead
that,
to the, put it on your car and I'll go down, reminds people when they do it?
I don't know, but you could also, the thing is, Pirsumei Nisa, that's what I'm saying, according to most Poskim, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman and Moed Mizmanim and a lot of others, they all say Pirsumei Nisa is only for Yidden, for the Klal Yisrael. We should know that.
Always like that.
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Always. Because the idea is that we have to remind ourselves of the fact that the Nes happened to us. And then we have to remind ourselves that this is such a thing that requires us to be modeh, to thank Hashem for it. Otherwise, what's the idea? Oh, it's like we have a great God. Listen to all religion. That's not what we're here for. It's here to remind ourselves. We know that. I mean, what do I care if they think that? It's not the point. The point is to remind ourselves of the nace that had happened to us, and that we have to give thanks to Hashem. Not that, oh, Hashem, we're proud of, you know, Hashem's great. Like that story with the story that there was two Hasidim that they had a fight. I said it over here.
They were having
an argument, you know, that they needed a big Yeshua, whatever. This guy needed a big Yeshua, so in the town, so they went. Everyone said, "We're gonna go. I'm gonna go ask my Rebbe for a bracha." And this one said, "I'm gonna go ask my Rebbe for a bracha." And they went to get a bracha from the Rebbe, and both of them went to each Rebbe, and why did the nace happen? And the Imamish, they got the Yeshua, and they were Gevaltis. Now they were fighting. This one said it was my Rebbe that did it. The other one said it was my Rebbe that did it. So they're fighting which Rebbe did it. So at the end, they said, you know what? Instead of fighting, let's go ask the Rebbe and figure out who did it. So they went to the Rebbe, one of them. They went to the Rebbe, and they said, Rebbe, who, you know, this is the story. You know, we came to ask you, but they also asked their Rebbe. So we want to know, who did it? Who did the miracle? You or the other Rebbe? So he said, the truth is that Hashem made the miracle. But the problem is he has no Hasidim. So the point is that we're not here to advertise, you know, be proud of our Hashem, he did the miracle. The point is to remind ourselves that we have to be Meshabech, the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, the primary person we need is for ourselves. Okay? So now, according in Yerushalayim, that there are Yidden walking in the streets till late, you should leave the candles burning till very late. It's l'chatchila. Of course, a half hour is okay, mi'ikra adin, but l'chatchila, it's an extra thing, you know, go all the way to the end of this month. Now, I remember in Lakewood Yeshiva, by the block of the yeshiva, okay, so in the block of the yeshiva, okay, there's people learning in yeshiva, not much till 11:30, 12, later at night, you know. The official Maariv Minyan after Night Seder in the summer. In the winter, Maariv is before Night Seder. But now there's a lot of other Minyanim, but the official Minyan in Yeshiva, Beis Medrash Gavari in Lakewood, after Night Seder in the summer is at 11:30 p.m. That's the official Maariv Minyan in the Yeshiva. 11:30. So there's people learning the whole time. So Mai said there was a Yid, Rav Shia Krupenya. So Rav Shia Krupenya is his name, and he lives like two houses down from the yeshiva. And he was very nervous about this thing because there are people walking on his block the whole night. So he didn't have a menorah. He took these buckets, these buckets of oil. Okay, and like glasses, literally like big fat glasses of oil, line them up and lights them. And they go to lunch 2-3 in the morning because he wants to make sure that it's being lit. It's lit till there's nobody walking in the street by his block.
So those who are coming already went to sleep.
Right. So.
But why would he care? It's outside. I thought you said it's inside.
No, right.
No, you're right. It's for the inside, but there's an extra. You're right. No, it's a good question. If you're saying it's for the inside, so then what do I care about what people are going outside? You should just, as long as there's people in your house, whenever your household saw the menorah, that's it. Yeah, that's a good question.
No, but
it's
if that were the case,
it's here to discuss it. But
if that were the case, then you
won't. I don't have a good answer, and maybe Thursday night I'll discuss it because that depends really what the Ikra Takana is. So it's a good question. Now. By the way, okay, further. The halacha is that we hold kavsa ein zakukla. So if it went out, if the candles blew out, you don't have to relight them. But that's only provided that it was lit in a place that it could survive, it could last for a half hour. So if you put it out in a place with the window open, and the wind is going to blow it out within a half hour, and then, oh, it blew out, what should I do? No, you're not yoitze. You have to do it in a place that it could last a half hour. If something happened afterwards, like your kids came or whatever, then if your kid is not called a Ruach Metzuya, so then you would be yotze. However, you could light again without a bracha, but it's not mechuyev to. Now, if there's two exceptions to that rule, one is you're not allowed, and people ask me this every year, you're not allowed to put it out though within a half hour. So that means, let's say you light and then you have to go out. you have to go out for dinner, you're going out to someone's house, or whatever, right? You're not allowed to put out the candles within a half hour. After a half hour, and I would say after a half hour, after tzeis, okay? So what's tzeis these days? Shkia is like five, when's sundown now?
5:20.
What? 5:30? So let's say 6:15, so like 6:45, 7 o'clock, then you could put out the candles, okay? Even after 7 o'clock, you know, a half hour after the tzeis, then you can, you know, that's okay. Then you can put them out. But you shouldn't put them out within a half hour from the zman.
Now this What's is, this?
Let's call it like 40 minutes after sunset. So about an hour, right, an hour and 10 minutes after sunset is when you could do that. Now, another thing which is also is Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, we light early, and there's an exception to the rule that if the candle went out, then you should relight it before Shabbos. Because since it's not really the Zman yet, it's not the night, so therefore, if you lit it during the night, so it's done. But here you lit it before. It's only valid if it gets into the night being lit. So here it was never lit at night yet, so therefore you should have it relit. What happens if it blew out after you were Mekabel Shabbos? You should try to get someone that was not Mekabel Shabbos to relight it for you. If not, then you know you have no choice. Now, there's if it blew out before the
half hour?
If it blew out before Shabbos. So it's not nightfall yet. The point is, it's not nightfall yet. Okay? So now it's like this. What about, let's talk a little bit about the Seder of the Hadlaka. How do you actually light and what do you...
Okay, can I ask you a question? What about Motzei Shabbos?
So Motzei Shabbos, you should light as quickly as you can after Shabbos.
Kabbalah
Shabbos
late, Kabbalah
Shabbos
early, and then take it out.
Not
in the winter.
What?
Not in the winter.
What?
Don't be Kabbalah Shabbos late, you know.
Yeah, what do you say?
Take Shabbos on
early. Yeah, I made that like just time. Sorry for all the rain of time. Oh, yeah, if you're Makban Rain of Time, so it'd be Makban Rain of Time, and it's fine. You should try to get home and light as soon after as you can. The Briskarov is brought down. He was very nervous about this. He used to be very nervous that Motzei Shabbos he was missing his zman because he had two opposite things. Because he didn't make Havdalah till like very late because he was very nervous about being Mechal Shabbos. But now he was nervous about not lighting Chanukah at the right time. So Motzei Shabbos Chanukah was not a very peaceful time. There's a lot of, you know, trying to figure out when's the right zman. Right, right. Okay. Now, there's a halacha, important halacha that we learn out from a pasuk in the Chumash. It says b'halois chasaneiros. Rashi says that they have to be that you light it enough that it's actually you're putting the flame, you're making the flame go up. So what does that mean? That means that you could light a wick, you know, until it catches, and then, you know, slight when you pull out the match, the flame is not really, is not totally there. It's just a caught one edge of the wick, and then it like, you know, finishes up. And yeah, but when you light it, actually, like the Kohen Gadol in the menorah, you should leave the candle that you're using to light there until it's actually the whole wick is lit.
Versus what?
Versus just getting it to catch and then pulling out, and then it kind of catches, finishes
wait
itself. Wait until you should light it itself.
That's why you lit a wick.
No, because that's the mitzvah of how you do the hablaka. It's just like it's a halacha. Learn that from the Kohen Gadol. So this, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the bi'alacha, that you're supposed to wait till the candle is lit all the way. Now, who lights? If you want to do mahajan, mina mahajan, okay? So our minag, not the minag of the Sephardim, but the minag of Ashkenaz, maybe nowadays it's Sephardim as well. The minag of Ashkenaz is that in order to do the mitzvah the best possible way, everyone in the household lights, and everyone in the household lights, and you light kefi the amount of days that are in the yomtov.
Except for the wife.
Oh, so now the question is, who's included in the B'nai Bayis? So we say everyone's included in the B'nai Bayis except for the wife. Except for the bias. Because the bias, ishtei kigufay, so as long as she's lighting. So it would be mashma from that, that we're excluding the wife, not because she's a woman, but because she's your wife. So what would be the story with girls that are in the house that are higiel chinuch, okay, or unmarried girls, teenage girls or girls that are home that are unmarried. So do they have to light in order to fulfill that all the bnei bayis are lighting? So seemingly they should, but apparently I'm not so sure what the minhag is. I don't know what the minhag is by all places. Okay, some places all the daughters light, but some. A common minhag is that they don't light. And the shaila is that, why not? L'chora, why is that not a problem if you want to fulfill the mahadrim in the mahadrim with the girls? So the Chasam Sofer says that in a chanami, nowadays, he doesn't really understand why not. But since, when the takana was made, it was made to light outside. And we know kol kvoid de bas melech pnima that we don't want the girls to go outside more than necessary. So therefore, he says that they were never misakin the extra takana for the girls in the house, only for the boys and the men. That's what Chasam Sofer says. But nowadays that it's not like that. I guess they kept the takana that way. Okay. Now. Another thing is important is that it's kedai. There's a chelk of the mitzvah is the presume nisa. So you're really supposed to see the neiris. You're supposed to see the neiris yourself. So here is where there's a big split between different schools of thought. Some people.
What direction is that?
What?
In terms of which direction?
No. How important? Some people, you know, sit and watch it for very long. It's kadosh, and you get all the ruach and all the good things from watching the neiris. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says in Igros Moshe that all that's not part of the mitzvah. And maybe it's in yonim, but the ikar mitzvah is you're supposed to see it, you light it, you see it, that's it. You don't have to sit there watching it for the whole half hour. So if you're not going anywhere, maybe it's nice that with your kids watch the neiris. But I remember in yeshivas when you're lighting the candles in the middle of the second seder, in the middle of the afternoon, so then you would light and go back up and learn. But I think in the more chassidish yeshivas, so then they would talk and sit and watch it the whole time, dance or whatever. So different minhag. Well, I was going to say, I don't think I think you might say all minhagim with like two. Once you had two donuts, I think you fulfill all the shittas. You know? not for this.
If you're lighting it, you're going to get into the direction in a second, but are the direction that you're saying from left to right, is that that's from the inside perspective? Right?
Yeah. Now, where this comes very negeya is Erev Shabbos, okay? Someone called me this morning with a shayla, and it's mamash related to this, is that Erev Shabbos is going to light the menorah, and then he's going to eat by someone before Shabbos. So he's going to light the menorah, and he's going to drive somewhere to this guy, and he's going to be with this guy Friday night, and then he's going to sleep in his house. So if he would be going away for Shabbos, sleeping somewhere else, so maybe he would light where he's sleeping. But here, where he's just going there for the meal, he has to light in his own house. So if he has to light in his own house, he's going to leave. So what about this halacha of seeing the neiris? So l'chatchil, the MS is that you're supposed to see the neiris at night, when it's the zman of the mitzvah. If you're seeing the neiris before Shabbos, it's not the night yet, so it's not the time of the mitzvah. So it's not clear that seeing counts, because it's not seeing the neiris during the zman of the mitzvah.
During the zman of the mitzvah.
Right, at night. So Erev Shabbos, you lit it early, it's not the zman of the mitzvah yet.
Can he see his own neiris? Can he be also by seeing somebody else?
You want to make your hadlaka, you have to see your own neiris. So, what?
What time do you have to see it?
after the Shkia, at least, at least according to one Shita. Yeah. Now the MS is that it really depends on how you understand the mechanics of what Chazal did on Erev Shabbos, because normally you're not supposed to light before Shkia. So why do we light Erev Shabbos before Shkia? So you could say because we have no choice, but you could say that since it's a mitzvah derabanan, the Rabbanan know that you can't, they know this problem. So it's not like, okay, light at night, and then we came up with a kasha. Oh, you can't light on Shabbos, we're so smart. So Mamela, we light before. Chazal know that also. So some, right? So some Achrayim say that when Chazal established the mitzvah, they said light at night, but on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, you should light during the day. Erev Shabbos Chanukah, you should light during the day. So close to Shabbos. So according to that, that is the zman of the mitzvah. If you learn like that, that's talking about the zman of the mitzvah. If that's the zman of the mitzvah, so then it's okay. And then you could light that.
Only on Erev Shabbos. When did they light the menorah?
Erev Shabbos? Well, that's menorah and basic mikdash. I don't know what they were allowed to do, you know? In the zman of the basic mikdash, they were allowed to do it differently, you know? The menorah is doing for Shabbos. So, I don't know exactly when they lay. Now, there's another thing about Erev Shabbos. Like we said, first of all, kofsa zaka klah. If it goes out, you have to relight it. And you have to see it at night, preferably. Now, one other thing about Erev Shabbos is that there's a big tumult. In the poskim, if you're supposed to daven mincha before you light the candles on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Okay? Like there's an early mincha, a lot of shuls have an early mincha. Erev Shabbos Chanukah. So you could daven, let's say, 2:30, and then you light it. Why? So there's two reasons given in the poskim. One reason given in the poskim is because in the Beis HaMikdash, what's mincha? Mincha is the tamid, it's the carbon tamid. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they did the carbon tamid, and then they lit the menorah. Anyone that's learning Daf Yomi, if you have any Daf Yomi people, that's the Gemara's that we're learning now. So you light the menorah after the tamid. So therefore, you should daven mincha and then light the menorah. The other thing is that it's a tarat disaster a little bit. It's contradictory. If you lit the menorah, that means that you're already treating the day kind of like the next day, and then you get down to mincha for the previous day. So you're like doing things out of order. Finish up one day and then start the next day's mitzvahs. So don't do things out of order, right? So therefore, some have this hakpada that you should light the menorah before, after mincha, daven mincha first. But not everyone has this hakpada, but it is a nice hakpada to have. Okay. Shlomo Zalman has a very interesting shaila that does not negate to this year, but it's negate other years. Let's say the first day of Chanukah Shabbos, and let's say you lit the menorah and then you got the mincha afterwards. So what's the shaila? Shaila, should you say Yalav Yavoi in mincha? Not Yalav Yavoi, Alanisim in mincha. Right? Why? Because you lit the candle, so you're already treating it like Chanukah. But this is a mincha of Chav Dalet Kislev,
yeah,
of the day before Chanukah. It's not Chanukah yet, so what are you saying Alanisim for? Right? What?
What do you say?
There's also Shabbos.
It's a funny case.
Your wife lights the candles, like Shabbos candles, and then you light.
Yeah, okay, so what should you do? Should your wife light the Shabbos candles first, or should you light the Chanukah candles first? So there, the main thing to do is make sure there's no Chil Shabbos going on. So if you're running late, like people are, you know, most surahs are mitzvah deraisa. So therefore, you know, you're sitting there dancing by the most surah, and meanwhile, you're going to end up missing the time to light the Ner Shabbos and run into a Shiloh of Chil Shabbos. So the main thing is that make sure there's no Chil Shabbos going on. So the woman should light the candles the same time she lights candles every Shabbos. And then work around that. So if you have to, preferably you should light a little before that. You know, if you're running late, so let her light the candles and, you know, listen to your bracha or whatever, but you shouldn't run into any Chil Shabbos issues. Okay, that's the main thing.
Well, she for sure should light first, we say, because the mitzvah comes every week.
Right, but that's only if you're true. Good point. But once it's Shabbos, you can't do the other mitzvah. You can't light Hanukkah candles, theoretically. Right, so, yeah, so therefore it's better off, do everything first,
so
do
really
Hanukkah.
Light,
right, exactly.
And then exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right? So,
wait, so that isn't a contradict what you just said? Oh no, you were saying so light like 10 minutes before?
Yeah, the best thing is light 10 minutes before, like 10, 15 minutes before Hadlakas Neiris, so then you have everything covered. Okay, but don't, you know, okay, it's 10 minutes before Shkia, everyone gather around and make your whole ceremony, and then run into Shkia when she's you know, gonna light candles very late. It's not Kedai to do that. What? Yeah, don't be mock around the.
What do you do with the shamash with these kind of candles? You're not using the shamash to light it, right?
Right. So so I use a candle to light it, and then you light the extra oil as your shamash after.
After you do the mitzvah candle.
Okay, this is a good child also. There's a nice chumrah about this.
Mm-hmm.
That. Oh, so the vort is like this, right? The vort is on when you have an oil candle, so you can't use the shamash in the menorah to light the other ones. So what do? So you take a candle and then you light the shamash and the mitzvah candle. Let's say the first night, so you light the shamash plus one. Now the problem is, when do you light the shamash?
Can't light it in the beginning.
If you make a bracha. So you make the bracha and then you light the shamash, so the bracha is going on the shamash, but that's not your mitzvah candle, you don't want to do that. If you make your bracha and then you light the first one and then the shamash, it looks like it's the second night.
So light the shamash and you make the bracha.
Oh, so you should light the shamash first. Okay, light the shamash first and then light your candle from the shamash or whatever, then make the bracha. And then just light the one that you have for the mitzvah. That way, the shamash is not part, it's clearly distinguished that the shamash is not part of the mitzvah. Because you lit it before the bracha. That's the best way to make that set up, okay?
If there's other menorahs there, can you just not
light? Well, you don't need a shamash for every menorah, if they're all in the same area. Okay, now, the brachas. Okay, so we obviously the first night you say three brachas, every other night you say two brachas. You should say the brachas before you light any of the candles, and you shouldn't say the brachas while you're lighting, because the halachas and brachas you have to be concentrating. Okay, and we say shasa nisim and lahavlik. Now, there's an interesting case which comes up. First of all, whoever lights in shul can make the brachas again at home. But there is a shiloh, the one that lit in shul and said shechianu in shul, can you go ahead and say shechianu again at home? The shechianu is a good shiloh. That they talk about, it's a machloikas. So the chatchila, you should have someone else make the shechianu for him. Just the shechianu at home.
Oh.
But when he gets home, you should have someone else make the shechianu.
He's the one that lit in shul.
If he's the one that lit in shul. Now, this is a very negat case. Someone asked me the shiloh. He's traveling to Eretz Yisrael on one of the nights of Hanukkah. So that means the night before he'll be in his house, and the night after he'll be already where he's staying in Eretz Yisrael. But the night, one night of Hanukkah, he's going to be in the plane and he can't light. Right? So what do you do? So his wife is coming with him. If his wife would be home, so then she would light. But like you're saying, the halacha is you're supposed. It's not like tefillin you have to put on. The halacha is you have to light in the house, and you're not in the house. But you, it's not that you don't have it. You have a house. You're just not in it right now. So the real lechatchila, the best way to do it is you should have a shliach go to your house and light for you. Yeah, because your house, that way someone's lighting in your house. Your house has a candle in it now. If you're going to be somewhere else, so then you're going to be mekayim your mitzvah by lighting somewhere else in the house that you're going to get to. But if you're not lighting at all and you have a house, someone should light in the house. Okay? Now here comes a shiloh. So I told this person to do that. Have someone come into the house. But also, remember we said before, you can't have the person just light and blow out the candles. You're not yotze. So they have to be lit for a half hour, and then they can blow it out. Come back and blow it out.
guess. You don't have to sit there, but you should watch
it. Tom Shiva, when his night is on the plane or his night on local?
That's,
get two people. Local. Get two people. Local.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Get all the.
That's a good child, Taka. I would say local, because you're lighting in the bias. That's the point. So now.
At that time, it's not the time.
But you're saying he's doing the mitzvah in the middle of the day. I hear it. So now it's like this. So now it's an interesting shaila, which is the shaliach allowed to make a bracha? So normally you would say yes, because just like any other mitzvah that you make a shliach, the shliach is allowed to make the bracha. Okay? What?
He has to make his own bracha.
Anytime you make a shliach do a mitzvah for you, okay, let's say I send a shliach to do tshuma, I have tshuma. So I ask him, go be mafresh the tshuma. He makes a bracha. So why? So kipshuta, you would have to make a bracha here also. However, the Shlomo Zalman brings down from a lot of places that you would not make a bracha. The shliach does not make a bracha. So Shlomo says, why not? So Shlomo Zalman says a beautiful explanation. He says that normally, let's say I send the shliach to go take off tshuma. So he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is the Afrasha or the Hafresh Chala Mina Isa. Let's say I have a dough. I ask someone, go do it for me. So he's being the kind of the Maisa Mitzvah by taking off the dough. Happens to be it's my dough, but he's doing the Mitzvah. But if someone says over here, the person is not even doing the Maisa Mitzvah really, because he's lighting the candle in my house. The Mitzvah Sadlaka is not lighting a candle, it's lighting a candle in the house, and he's doing it in my house. So he says it's more similar to, let's say, someone would go ahead and put tefillin on your arm. So does it make sense that he should make a bracha? You have to make the bracha. Now, if you're there and he makes it, you could say amen and biyotze. So shomei ka'ayne. But if you're not hearing the bracha, he can't make a bracha to put tefillin on your arm. No, because his lighting in your house is not a mitzvah for him.
It's the only place he's lighting?
Yeah, so what? It's not his house. So therefore, it's like, it's not like, you know, going doing a ma'isa mitzvah. It's like doing a ma'isa mitzvah on someone else's thing. So it's like he's going ahead and putting on tefillin on your arm. Whose mitzvah is he doing? He's doing your mitzvah, not his own mitzvah. And therefore, Shem Zalman says, Geshmaka Svar, that you would not make a bracha in such a case. Geshmaka Halacha. Yeah, Avada, the wife can make a bracha because it's her mitzvah. She's part of the household. But Stam, a guy, is a shliach, he wouldn't make a bracha if the Baal Bos is not there. Okay? Now, just to go over also quickly, anytime that you're sleeping at your own house, you should make a bracha in your own house, even if you're going away for a meal or whatever. If you're sleeping somewhere else, then you should make a bracha kipshutai where, if you're going away, you should make a bracha kipshutai where you're staying. Yeah. If you're, let's say, away for Shabbos, and you're going to go back to your own house, Motzei Shabbos, then it's a shaila. But kipshutai, if you slept in one place Friday night, and you're still there Motzei Shabbos, then you should stay there a little extra, light there, maybe eat Malav Malka, whatever, and then go home. And that's fine, because you're already Yotze in the place you were staying. But if you're going to leave Mamish right after Shabbos and go back to your house, then you should light in your own house.
But you're delaying
the lighting.
In a chanamit. I mean, you have no choice.
No, this man.
Yeah, oh yeah. If, I'm saying the other choice is stay longer where you are.
Right.
Stay where you are. You know,
is
I'm
it,
just
it
saying.
To light in your own house, or does it matter?
No, once you're there, once you're in your, once you're where you are, light where you are, kavya suda. So your kvias is still there. You didn't leave the kvias yet.
Traveling from like New York to there, your flight is like 7:45 at night. Kind of like.
So light when you get home.
But
if you're gonna get home very late, you should make sure that there's other people in the house when you light.
Your wife is
light. If there's nobody else in the house and you're coming home very late, the whole night. If there's someone else there. But if your wife is sleeping and you get home very late, okay, and you don't want to wake her up, then it's a big shiloh if you can make a bracha. Well, did you sleep there the night before?
Yeah, a couple of days.
Okay, no, so then your son, that's what I'm saying. So then your kvias is still there. Yeah, 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 but I'm saying, so just stay there a little extra after you light.
If you light after shiva.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're leaving already to the airport before.
If you're leaving before, then yeah, then you should leave. Right.
I think I might.
You can go away for the meal Friday.
Okay, one last tahara. One last tahara.
is that Shlomo Zalman says that if you look carefully at the idea of the Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, okay, I'll just read you the Lashon. It says, Ikar Takanas Chachomim, the main point of the Takana was, Lahadlik Neris B'Chanukah, Kedei Lahoydais, Al Yidezeh, Al Anisim, HaGdoylim, Sha'asa Kadosh Baruch, Olam V'Seinim, Bayomim Ahim. The point of the Hadlaka is to remind us of the Nes. B'Nitzachan Al-Muhammad, that we want, V'Lachain, Kavanas Halev, Bishas Hadlaka, Lahoydais, Ulahalel, Al Nisa Amachomus, whom Ikra Mitzvah. The Chelka, the Ikra Mitzvah is that you should remember that we Hashem gave us Nisan. And therefore, since that's part of the Ikra Nes, since that's part of the Ikra of Mitzvah, you have to remember the Nes. You have to remember the Nes, Bishas Hadlaka, to become the Ikra Mitzvah of the Persume Nisa. So therefore, that is a fundamental part of the Mitzvah, and you should think about, you know, B'Shas Hadlaka, which we say in the Alan Eres Halalu, right? The tefillah of Haneres Halalu is mamish, a tefillah reminding us of the Nisim that happened. Haneres Halalu Melikim. Why? Alan Nisim, Alan Falas, Al Chosho, Sisla, Zimbabwe, Mazamaze, and we won the war and all that, and therefore we're lighting. So the Hadlaka is Makayim Persumi Nisim because it reminds us of the Nes. We shall be Zoychataka to Makayim the Mitzvah Sayoim Kiroi. And to be nesayir in our shevach vayda to the Rebbeinu Shlomo.